Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
Well, good morning. I'm Mark St. Marie, Middays with Mark at 102.3 WHTL, here with
Lynn St. Marie.
How about that? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
We were busy.
Boy, were we ever.
We didn't have much time to sit around this last weekend. We had a remote on Friday night. We had a remote on Saturday morning.
Yeah, and then Butch and Buck actually had a remote right after that. So they were back to back on Saturday.
Busy weekend. That seems like summertime here in the heartland. It never lets up once summer hits.
That is for sure.
Now this week it's supposed to be really hot, so if you're going to be outside, be aware of that. Take into consideration the heat indexes, and it sounds like we're going to get a little bit of rain as the week goes on too, so it's probably going to be a little bit of hot and humid for this time of the year, but I'll take that over 20 below.
Oh, for sure. And the heat doesn't change the activity levels around here.
No, that
we are busy again this week, for sure.
We are. Friday night. Let's talk about Friday night. We were in Independence for the fire department dance. Always a great time, the fire department. What a great job they do. A bunch of super people. And I got to give them a big shout out because it was supposed to rain and it started getting really dark. And I thought, well, this is not good, because we were outside on a picnic table. So I asked Mike Yap with the fire department, do you happen to have a tarp? And he said, well, I don't know. Let's go look in the truck.
And of course he did.
And they did. And so we had that handy. And I finished up an interview with one of the firefighters, Steve Gamroth, and all of a sudden the skies opened up. And by the time we could get the table covered, you and I were soaked.
We were.
It came down that fast. That
it was amazing.
It was. And then of course, we had to wait out the storm. But what a great time we had.
We did. And you know, at the end of the storm, there was a double rainbow right over of the dance. That was pretty cool.
That was cool. We got a good picture of that too. If you want to see it, you can go to the WHTL Facebook page and you'll see that double rainbow. But that kind of seemed fitting after the downpour.
It was our reward for being so patient to wait.
And we got to thank the people who joined us.
We do. You had the good fortune of interviewing the entire Independence court. Lovely young ladies, and also Mike Yap, Steve Gamroth, and Steve Wojny from the fire department.
Steve being the chief of the department, and it was a great weekend in Independence. We'll get to even more in a little bit, but the fire department had a great turnout. Sage, they were on stage from 6 till 9. They always bring in a big crowd.
Yeah, I was just dancing around. That's my era. Boy, Sage? It was fun.
Yeah, they've been around probably as long as we have.
They're not
quite
that old.
Well, no, they're not that old, but they've been around a long time.
Yeah.
And then Saturday morning, you and I had to get up really early, and we had to make it over to Cochrane. But before that, Independence 150th anniversary, and we're going to talk about that when we get to it for Saturday with Butch.
Yeah,
there's some interesting stuff there.
There is, but on Saturday we did go to Cochrane, and this is the first time we've gone to Cochrane for the summer celebration tour
at the Grove Golf Course.
And by the way, all of these stops this weekend were stops on the WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour. So it was a busy weekend for the tour.
Very busy. And we need to thank our sponsors for that. Peeler Distributing. Also, Reedy Concrete Construction, Falls Meat Service, Subways of Osseo, Arcadia, Cadott, and Neillsville, Quick Trip on board this year, and Newcomb Valley Inn hosting our big end of the year party. But Cochrane at the Grove was the first annual VFW golf outing, with the proceeds going to the Honor Flight.
What a great event it was.
It was.
It really was. And the people you interviewed yesterday were just stellar interviewers. They really were. They were amazing. They're very inspirational people to begin with, but they did a great job.
Absolutely. And what a turnout. They had spots for 25 teams, and for the inaugural, they sold 23.
Right.
And that's pretty amazing. It's going to be, I think, a big event every year now.
And the Grove is a beautiful course.
It is.
The fog rolled in the morning, and it was over the course, and then it slowly burned off. It was just beautiful out there.
It was. It was a great day. And we need to thank everybody who stopped by to spin the wheel, but also everybody who came over and chatted with me.
Yes, Felicia Decker, the Veteran Services Officer from Buffalo County. William Green, he's the commander right now at the VFW in Cochrane. George Brownrider, who was an interesting interview. He used to be in radio, so yeah. he did a really good interview, but he also participated in the honor flight, so he had a great perspective on that. Kim Basler, who is the VFW Auxiliary President, and John Denke, who is the incoming commander.
He's a character.
Yeah,
he is.
He's fun. He is way fun. You know what's interesting about the two places we were this weekend is Independence and Cochrane are both railroad towns. The location of Independence was selected as the site for the Green Bay and Western Railroad Depot originally by a man named David Kelly. And here's the cool part. He named it Independence in honor of the nation's centennial back in 1876. And this year was their sesquicentennial, which of course makes sense because the nation's 250 years old and they're 150. So math.
There you go. That is cool.
That is cool.
And Cochrane was a railroad town.
Also a railroad town. They were a railroad settlement originally named St. Petersburg. They changed the name when the conductor on the railroad that went through there, named Cochrane, was injured, and they renamed the town in honor of him.
Huh.
So we were on a railroad tour.
I'm not sure getting injured to have a town named after you is a good idea, but
yeah.
I'm sure he appreciated it.
So. Well, he must have been a very popular man back in those days. And you know what? Speaking of Cochrane, there is big news in boys high school baseball this week here in the Heartland. Cochrane Fountain City and Aliva Strum will be playing tomorrow, Tuesday, at 10 o'clock in the sectional semifinal game taking place in way down south in River Ridge. So they're from up here, but they've got to travel to play. Kind of typical of state tournament time. But Dave Carlson and Vince Braun will be bringing it to you live. I think the pregame will start at 9:30, mm-hmm. Game's at 10.
So I'll sit here and drink my coffee and listen to the game.
Yep. It's not the only time you're going to get a break this week because, wait, there's more.
There is.
On Thursday, we'll be taking you to Madison for the girls' softball state semifinal game between Almond Bancroft and Blair Taylor. That's an 11:30 game. I'm sure they'll start around 11, and we'll be broadcasting that one live as well. And the winner plays for the state championship Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Good luck to the Blair Taylor Lady Wildcats. Bring home a state championship. Saturday, we were still on the go, and Butch and Buck were in Independence
for
their big sesquicentennial celebration.
Yes, they were. It was a big day over there. They were on the bridge. That's where they were making chicken all morning and into the afternoon. And then later into the day, there were tons of activities going on in Independence for their sesquicentennial.
I'll give you a little tip for anybody who's not familiar with WHDL and Butch particularly. If you ever can't find Butch, just find the nearest chicken queue and go there.
Yeah.
He will be there.
Yes.
That is a promise.
In line.
Yes.
Yes.
And eating chicken.
Or waiting for it,
yes.
One of the two.
But seriously, if he ever goes missing, just go to a chicken queue and you will find him.
Well, this weekend he had to take a little time off because he had to do some interviews at the Independence Day celebration. And Buck Davey was there with him and Jackie Dana was there to help with the wheel since we were otherwise involved. Because we were in Cochrane. Would have been hard to get back to Independence at 11 o'clock.
That would have been tough.
But anyway, of course, the tour doesn't stop. It keeps going. And this week, we have another stop. There is more.
Oh, wow.
There's one stop for the tour this weekend, although we will be doing two live remotes this coming weekend. First one is a summer celebration tour stop, and it's the second brand new stop in a week for us. The first brand new stop was obviously at the VFW golf tournament. The second one is going to be in Galesville. It's their first annual Summer Fest, And we will be there on Friday night from 5 to 7 o'clock with The Wheel.
Brought to you by the Lions Club.
The Lions Club is putting it on. So we're pretty excited about that to see what they have in store for their first annual Summer Fest.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yep. And then on Saturday morning, or not morning actually, on Saturday from 2 to 4 in Arcadia, we'll be at Just Like Home Cafe for their second anniversary.
Food. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know you're excited about that one.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 2 years for them already, but it has.
It has been.
It has, so we're excited to go over there on Saturday.
So another busy week here in the Heartland. Summer just never ends.
It's always busy around town.
It is. It keeps us young. Oh, you know what? I had to go to the doctor, and he said that I needed orthopedic shoes.
He did?
Yeah, and I wasn't sure about it, but I stand corrected. Okay
then.
All righty. Well, anyway, that's me and Lynn here for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week for another podcast here on WHTL.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.